We also have one of the very, very close, intimate, personal associates of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, with us today. His Grace, Yadubar Prabhu. Yadubar Prabhu came to Srila Prabhupada in around 1970. Met Srila Prabhupada in India. He was a professional photographer and movie maker. And he came to do a study on the Hare Krishna movement. And as Yadubar Prabhu says, you can only stay with us if you become a devotee. Yes? Prabhupada said that to Yadubar Prabhu. And the rest is history. He became a devotee. Prabhupada personally conquered his heart by his compassion, by his love, by his philosophy, by his sincerity, by his Krishna consciousness. And Yadubar Prabhu and his blessed wife, Vishakha Devi Mataji, they traveled with Prabhupada in many parts of the world, taking photographs. And many of the most powerful preaching facilities in the 1970s and 80s that were used all over the world were the documentaries that Yadubar Prabhu had created. Vrindavan, Land of Krishna. New Vrindavan, Spiritual Frontier. The World of the Hare Krishnas. And especially Your Ever Well Wisher. That very heart-melting biography of Srila Prabhupada. And many preaching videos he had also created to prove the science of Krishna consciousness to the secular world. Yadubar Prabhu is one of the sweetest devotional kirtan singers. When he speaks of Prabhupada, Prabhupada manifests through his devotion. And he's just a humble and perfect gentleman in every respect. Let us very, very enthusiastically welcome His Grace Yadubar Prabhu. Ekalavya Prabhu, thank you. Huh? No need. And we have our very dear friend and God brother, His Grace, Traidas Prabhu. Traidas Prabhu, very senior devotee, came to Krishna consciousness in the late 60s. And has faithfully served Prabhupada in his mission since that time. He joined this movement in San Francisco. And after a short time, San Francisco, Berkeley, he became a temple president. Yes? Soon after he joined, he was made temple president. And then he was called to Boston, Massachusetts. Huh? He was brought to Boston, Massachusetts to become the temple president there. This is in the early 70s. And it was under Traidas Prabhu's presidentship, his wonderful preaching, and his loving encouragement that His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj became a devotee. And there's a very, very special love and affection between Niranjan Swami and Tridas Prabhu. Niranjan Maharaj is always talking about Tridas Prabhu, and Tridas Prabhu is always talking about Niranjan Swami. It's very special. Because Niranjan Maharaj really feels Tridas Prabhu was very much instrumental in bringing me to Prabhupada and saving my life. And Tridas Prabhu is very much thinking Niranjan Swami is such a dear senior godbrother that he's giving me so much Prabhupada and he's saving my life. And this is the way Vaishnavas are, and we should learn from them. Each is very much with love, affection, and gratitude depending on each other. And in doing so, they see Srila Prabhupada and Radha Gopinath in each other. Tridas Prabhu in Italy was the Sankirtan book distribution leader at the time when Italy was the largest, most powerful book distribution country in the entire planet Earth. Hare Krishna. And he's been serving faithfully Prabhupada's mission in Italy since then, along with his very blessed and holy wife, Krishna Loka Mataji, who's just a wonderful devotee. She's one of the very, very dear and trusted disciples of His Holiness, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. And an amazing lady, very renounced, very surrendered, and very, very enthusiastic in her sadhana, in her preaching, in her example, year after year after year. And this team of Tridas Prabhu and Krishna Loka, they give so much hope and so much encouragement and so much Krishna consciousness to so many people's lives in Italy. And he's such a humble and gentle soul. We're so grateful that you have both come. Let us very enthusiastically welcome them to our yacht. I think in your last life you were an elephant in one of the South Indian temples. Have you ever been to Ranganath Temple in Sri Rangam? Before they open the curtains in the morning, they have an elephant sounding just like that. Huh? And we have very dear godbrother, Kulashekar Prabhu. His Grace Kulashekar Prabhu is from the French-speaking Canadian city of Montreal. He surrendered to Srila Prabhupada and joined this movement in 1968. And he's a wonderful brahmachari. He's also a very famous artist in that part of Canada. Whatever he paints, people will pay large amounts of money to buy. And he paints very devotional paintings. But he is a very wonderful devotee. I do not know so much of his history, but just by seeing him and knowing him, so much of Prabhupada's love and kindness comes through him. Kulashekar Prabhu is now living at Sharanagati, the same community as Yadubar Prabhu, Yamuna, Dinatarani, Nara Narayan Prabhu, and so many very senior Vaishnavas live there. And Kulashekar Prabhu built a beautiful temple. Sharanagati is very far from any mundane civilization. But he built a beautiful temple there with wonderful deities of Gauranithai, and the whole community of devotees who want to participate in sadhana, they come to his house for the morning program every day. He's very strict, very exemplary. And even in his elderly age, his enthusiasm, his humility is something very, very special that we could all learn from. Thank you very much, Kulashekar Prabhu, for coming. Let us very enthusiastically welcome Kulashekar Prabhu to our Puna Yatra. What is your age, Kulashekar Prabhu? 67. 67-year-old brahmachari. This should give hope to our brahmacharis. Yes? Gives good hope? See? He's enthusiastic, he's effulgent, he's wonderful sadhana, and he's 67 years old and he's still a brahmachari. Very wonderful example. And we have our very dear godbrother, Gaura Shakti Prabhu. Gaura Shakti Prabhu, I know him for many, many years, since the 1970s. We served together at New Vrindavan. He came, and wonderful services he performed. He was in charge of construction during the days when so many wonderful, wonderful buildings were built. And the amount of austerities and dedication that he exhibited during those years was something very extraordinary. And later on, he was called to Sri Mayapur Dham to head up the construction projects there. And actually, he was in charge of the construction of building the Panchatattva temple and altar in Sri Mayapur Dham. Yes? A very historical offering to our sampradaya. And Gaura Shakti Prabhu, very sincere, very deep dedication to Srila Prabhupada and his mission. And we're so very happy that you have come. Let us very enthusiastically welcome Gaura Shakti Prabhu. And to the far left is His Grace Kratu Prabhu, who is one of the very, very effulgently exemplary grihastas of our Krishna Consciousness Society. Kratu Prabhu has been serving Srila Prabhupada since what year? 1974. And he has had very leading positions. He's been temple presidents in temples in Canada. And for many years, he was temple president in New Delhi and has really performed great deeds in uplifting these various centers. And most of all, you know, his humility, his dedication, his wonderful preaching has very much won the respect and the love of all sincere devotees who know him. Kratu Prabhu, we're so very, very grateful that you have come. I have known Kratu Prabhu since long time. You lived at New Vrindavan for some time, 2 years. He's one of those survivors. But since that time, he's been a very, very dear friend. Thank you. Let us very, very enthusiastically welcome Kratu Prabhu. Makanlal Prabhu, please, if you can sit up here. His Grace Makanlal Prabhu has been a devotee since the 1960s. When I first came to the Krishna Consciousness Movement in 1972, as far as I remember, he was then the temple president of St. Louis. Have you ever heard of St. Louis? What can I say? It's a very prominent city in America. St. Louis, some of the devotees that came to Prabhupada and joined this movement under his loving, caring, and encouraging management were Bhima Prabhu,
yes,
Mahamuni Prabhu. Who else?
Gurukula Swami.
Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj. Radhakund Prabhu. He attracted them to Prabhupada's temple. He trained them and inspired them. He's a very wonderful devotee. He's the brother of the famous Narayan Prabhu and has faithfully served Prabhupada's mission since that time. Very enthusiastic to preach and very extraordinary Vaishnava in every way. His love for Prabhupada is very contagious and very special. And he has come to share that love with all of us. Let us very enthusiastically welcome Makanlal Prabhu. Lakshmi Moni Mataji is here. Is she anywhere in this assembly? Where are you, Lakshmi Moni Mataji? Please come and sit where you are supposed to sit. This is a tradition of trying to get Lakshmi Moni Mataji to the stage. Arigato. What can we say? She has come and blessed us at Pune Yatra on several occasions. She's like my own mother and well-wisher. Her Grace Lakshmi Moni Mataji came to our movement which year? 1969. I was still in high school then. And she was surrendering to Srila Prabhupada. Not only surrendering, but she was one of the leaders of our society. Yes? She was helping with very serious responsibilities. At that, in the early days, her husband was a GBC. And her enthusiasm, her determination, her intelligence was, as far as what I have heard and seen, she was the better half of the GBC in all respects. She was really very, very powerful in her devotion, in her dedication. And through all these years, she has always remained just perfectly faithful to her spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and to the service of the Vaishnavas and his mission. It's really incredible. She's a lady who has gone through many hardships, many crises, some inconceivable, and through them all, has maintained such perfect dignity, integrity, and loyalty to her spiritual master. Great soul. sannyasis could learn so much from her detachment and devotion. And at the present time, she takes care of the Vaishnava Academy for Girls in Alachua, Florida, the largest devotee community in the Western world. And it's not easy. Taking care of daughters. How many daughters do you have there?
About 18.
18? You have to see it to believe it.
She I wish you would see it more often.
Thank you, thank you. She takes care, and we have seen so many of the most wonderful girls in our movement are what they are because very much of Lakshmi Moni Devi's training, guidance, and encouragement. In fact, Yadubar Prabhu's eldest daughter, Amrita, he entrusted her to Lakshmi Moni Devi for several years. And what jewels these Vaishnavis are if they take advantage of her association. She's really just a very, very exemplary person. Very learned in Prabhupada's books, very compassionate, very humble and determined. She has the qualities we read about in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in a very, very special way. Let us very gratefully and enthusiastically welcome Lakshmi Moni Mataji. And we have Braj Bihari Prabhu. Are you somewhere in that ocean of devotees?
He is.
Can you please stand up? Braj Bihari Prabhu. He was a very famous book distributor in America years ago, and for a long time he has been serving in Vrindavan, in the Gurukula, in VIHE. And I can say honestly that the integrity and the example of his devotion has attracted the respect not only of devotees all over the world, but even of the topmost leaders of our society. They very much turn to Braj Bihari Prabhu in difficult times within our movement for assistance, for guidance, and for his glorious participation. Braj Bihari Prabhu is now, besides all the other services he's doing for Krishna Balaram Temple and VIHE, Vrindavan Institute of Higher Education, he is the minister for mediation within ISKCON on the GBC level. And as you know, in the age of Kali, mediation is very often required, especially amongst devotees, for some strange reason. But he has proven by his very broad vision and genuine concern to apply professional techniques to the pure, unadulterated philosophy of Krishna consciousness and brings much unity and much sanity to the Hare Krishna movement. Let us very, very enthusiastically welcome His Grace. Well, before we do that, Braj Bihari Prabhu is just such a gentleman and such a friend to everyone. He's really a Brijbasi. Jai Maharaj, Dhanyavad. And his good wife, Ananda Vrindavan Devi, are you here? Can you stand up, please? Arivo, Arivo. She is an extraordinary personality. She has taken a project that was under so much attack, controversy, and devastation, the Vrindavan Gurukul, and she's made it something wonderful. And by her guidance, by her leadership, and by her own personal integrity, she has actually made this Gurukul something that is gradually winning more and more honor and respect from the whole world. And that takes immense dedication. She's really an example for all women in our Krishna consciousness movement. She's a wonderful mother, a wonderful wife, and a wonderful, wonderful surrendered service to Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya's mission. And along with Braj Bihari and Ananda Vrindavan Devi is their son Gopinath. Is Gopinath here? Can you stand up, Gopinath ji? Stand on your toes so everyone can see you. Thank you. Very sweet, wonderful boy. It's a very ideal family that we can all find great happiness in seeing. Let us welcome them with great enthusiasm. We have a very special guest, a person who I have been praying would come for so many long years. Very old and dear friend of mine, His Grace Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu. Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu is one of the most dear, intimate, loving servants of His Holiness Srila Satsvarup Goswami Maharaj. Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu was... Can you stand up, please? Can everyone see him way back in the corner there? Arivo. One of the greatest treasures we have that inspire us in Srila Prabhupada's life is Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. His Holiness Srila Satsvarup Goswami Maharaj so lovingly has presented this masterpiece literature to the world. And of all the devotees, Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu was very, very instrumental in assisting him in the compilation of this great literature. He traveled all around the world many, many times interviewing devotees. And he faithfully, loyally served his Guru Maharaj through so many various circumstances, traveling all around the world. And he's just such a wonderful devotee, one of the most pleasing persons I've ever met just to be with. We're so grateful that you have come. I feel as if Satsvarup Goswami Maharaj has come in the form of Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu to bless us. Let us all very enthusiastically welcome him. And another very special soul, one of the senior most leading disciples of His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, Sarvabhauma Prabhu. Sarvabhauma Prabhu, I think you joined in about 1979. Can you stand up? Huh? I first met you in 1979. in very inconceivable circumstances at the New Dwarka Temple. But Sarvabhauma Prabhu was one of the very, very trusted, loving assistants of Srila Tamalkrishna Goswami Maharaj. Maharaj put so much faith in him that when Tamalkrishna Goswami Maharaj was in Cambridge, he called Sarvabhauma Prabhu to be his personal servant and assistant, and he was making every possible arrangement for his Guru Maharaj, and he's really seen as a true manifestation of his Guru Maharaj's mercy. And he's very much respected and loved by the leaders of ISKCON throughout the world. And he's very humble, very sincere, and a very surrendered soul. Let us enthusiastically welcome Sarvabhauma Prabhu. And we have Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu. Can you stand up, please? Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu. We don't have so much time to say so much about everyone now because it's becoming late, but Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu is one of the leading preachers and Sankirtan leaders of Russia. Very, very dedicated. He's just given his life and soul to the mission, and he's taking immense responsibilities for many people's spiritual lives there in Russia. Wonderful, exemplary brahmachari in every respect. Very, very grateful that you have come. Let us welcome Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu. And from Sharanagati is Madan Mohan Prabhu. Can you stand up? I don't really know much about Madan Mohan Prabhu except that I just met him last summer, and he's just a wonderful Vaishnav. Even very senior devotees there have the highest regard and respect for him. Very wonderful example. Very dedicated. He's the type of person that upon first meeting him, you have to love him for the rest of your life. He's one of those types of devotees. That much I know about you, Madan Mohan Prabhu. And I very eager to get dust from your lotus feet during this festival. Let us welcome Madan Mohanji Prabhu to Sri Punayatra. And we'd like to welcome everyone who has come. Shyamananda Prabhu is going to give a brief welcome to some of the other foreign devotees. But before he does, you know, each and every devotee who is assembled here is worthy of so much praise and gratitude for their sincerity. And I would like to personally welcome each and every one of you. Oh, His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj. Before Shyamananda Prabhu, I will... What can we say about His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj? Anything we say is like a bird trying to reach the limits of the sky. He came to Prabhupada's movement at 26 Second Avenue in the mid-1960s. And he remained a very, very strict, exemplary brahmachari and then sannyasi throughout those years. When I first came to the New York Temple in 1972, coming back from India, every day he was giving class. At that time, the New York Temple was the largest temple in all of ISKCON. And he was giving class daily. Because even in his earliest times of Krishna consciousness, his love for Prabhupada, his faithfulness to the Siddhanta, and his ability to just very comprehensively and purely present the message of Gaudiya Siddhanta was so clear and so powerful that of all the devotees in New York, he was giving class practically every day. And so many people, by hearing his classes, their hearts transformed. They surrender their lives. They give up everything. And whatever he speaks, he is. That is what is so extraordinary about Maharaj. He's a living example of whatever he speaks. Sanatan Goswami said about Haridas Thakur, some people speak nicely, but they do not act properly. Other people act properly, but they do not speak properly. But one who can speak properly and act properly can actually transform people's hearts. And a wonderful example of this is His Holiness Sripad Jayadwaita Swami Maharaj. Prabhupada had so much trust in his integrity and his loyalty that he had Jayadwaita Maharaj as one of the leading editors of his books. And you'll see in the film that Yadubar Prabhu made, Your Ever Well Wisher, when Prabhupada was in his very last days in Vrindavan, Srila Jayadwaita Maharaj was standing at his bedside with a dictaphone to Prabhupada's mouth. That was his confidential, intimate relationship with Srila Prabhupada, assisting him in his books, assisting him in his mission with his life and his soul. And everywhere in the world, wherever there is a question-answer booth, Jayadwaita Maharaj is invited. There can never be too many questions. I've seen him in Los Angeles, I've seen him in New York, where he can sit all day long for 8 or 10 hours just answering questions with full enthusiasm and his mind always clear, precise answers to every question. Cutting down Mayavad, cutting down atheists, smashing atheistic sciences, and revealing the pure love and compassion of Srila Prabhupada and his mission. He's so kind to have come. We are very grateful to you, Maharaj. Let us very loudly and enthusiastically, before he edits whatever I say, let us loudly and enthusiastically welcome His Holiness Jayadwaita Swami Maharaj. Anyone who assists him is sure to go back to Godhead.
Now, I really wasn't going to edit you. It's just that I heard that we got to hear about the glories of all the devotees except one. And that seems to be a situation that calls for some sort of remedy. We've heard how, you know, I made thousands of devotees and all this, but, you know, looking over the crowd, it doesn't look like this group of people have all come here on account of me.
Actually, they have come on account of you.
Well, if I might edit you. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that you can gauge the qualification or the quality of a Vaishnava and see who's an exalted Vaishnava by how he makes others into Vaishnavas. And all over ISKCON, people are appreciating how His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has made so many wonderful Vaishnavas and trained so many wonderful Vaishnavas. It's like chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, we have a certain quantity required, but the quality in chanting is very important. And one of the distinctions of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is that he's made so many wonderful devotees and trained them so nicely in Vaishnava behavior, in preaching, in understanding the philosophy, in kirtan, in deity worship, in practically every department of Krishna consciousness. So much so that people from all over the world are keen to come to Chopati just to see ISKCON Chopati, or to spend a few hours or some days or a week, or better yet, if they can, people want to send their disciples. Can I send my disciple to Chopati and have him get trained up so that he can come back and preach? So this is testimony to how His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is following exactly what Srila Prabhupada wanted. Prabhupada wanted to see that devotees would be, that the number of devotees would increase, that those devotees would advance in Krishna consciousness, that they would go out and make more devotees. We've just seen, those of us who were here earlier, how maybe 2,000 students, Radhe Shyam, came from different parts of the country, that our Radhe Shyam Prabhu and others organized this wonderful program, and students who are cultivating Krishna consciousness from all over the country in connection with ISKCON Pune especially have wonderfully taken to Krishna consciousness, the cream of intelligent young people. And in so many other ways, the Governing Body Commission devotees, they very much honor and respect the opinion of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, because they know that when he speaks, it will be as Prabhupada wanted, and it will be discerning. One time, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj tells the story that Prabhupada asked him, how will this movement go on? And Giriraj Maharaj said, we have to be sincere, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, sincere and intelligent. And what was it? Methodical, like that, systematic. So Radhanath Maharaj shows that. He's sincere and practical, intelligent. You can say shrewd. Very cutting and getting to seeing things clearly, understanding things as they are, knowing how to deal with things properly, what to stay away from, what to get into, what to push, what to hold back, what to trim, what to expand. This all requires intelligence, discretion, and inspiration from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is showing all of these things in a wonderful and exemplary fashion. And therefore, we're all keen to come here to associate with him and those who are associated with him. So, if we can call for our trumpeter. Hari Bol! Arrivo!
Shyamananda Prabhu, please save us.